we're in the middle of recording a CD. It should be out in the spring. We just about finished it, actually. We tried to, in a rather cliche way, but it came together over a kitchen table. We talking about, you know, as a musician ourselves, as a writer, we could kind of marry the two arts together and see if something, if it worked, and we just carried on with it, not knowing whether it would work until once it worked. And we're trying to, I'll just describe shortly some of the theme of the CD, and then just let the work hopefully speak for itself. We try to explore Irish emigration through words and music. Specifically, Irish emigration to the UK, and maybe even specifically Irish emigration to the UK during the 1950s, but hoping that that particular context would resonate in a far more expansive way. So the stories we're telling, we hope, to speak across, speak to an awful lot of experiences. On the CD, there's quite a few different voices. There's female voices. Even if it's Gerald's here tonight, she'll be doing some of those. There's voices with particular accents that I might read, or Mike Crowley, who's the other person who's here tonight, who's going to read, and that's the work, and we just hope it translates, so just start with it. So. And all around here, there were paddies, on this street, and that street, down there, paddies, and they had their social clubs here, and there, look, there, they had their church, and the school where their kids went, loads and loads of kids, running around the place with their paddy names and their paddy faces. And their English accents. Paddies all over the place around here. Though their kids were more or less invisible. Disappearing paddy kids, and you hardly saw their women, except for picking up the kids or doing some shopping. Coming out of mass. It was the paddies, see. Paddies everywhere. Paddies everywhere around here. Putting it all together. Raising it up. Paddies. We'd hardly seen a tarmac road. Come out of this wet field. And that. To furnish a city. Paddies. Paddies. Paddies everywhere around here.
My leaving was flawless. Propelled by longing, I left. I, a young man. It was good to be gone. I never knew beyond arriving for such a long time. I never knew so much would always be conditional, transitional. I had nights would make your hair stand on end. I did not know I would always be gone. I did not realize I would always be from somewhere else. I simply went, and my leaving, at least, was flawless. I asked questions in the town, and the answer was always the same. I think you've had enough, Carmody. Go on with you. Take it handy now. Take off home. Enough? Home? Home, is it? To a flat off the Coventry Road? The whole stinking tribe of us out of this country, and that in not being there, sometimes being here, always being from somewhere else. The emptiness of the landing and the single bulb. Home. The young hares, leverets, born with the speed of light already in them, the speed of God. In a golden Galway field, and the bus came thundering down the road through the lights like the whole of England was on fire. Saying prayers with my mother in the back arse wilds of home, of County Galway, in the eternal sun and rain, a place you could not paint. Because look around, someone else had already done it. Look, top that, you couldn't even try. Mother, I'd smoke your dandy silk cut if I have to. I don't know why women smoke if they're only going to do it half-arsed. Half-cut in your case, Mother. Dear Mother, I'll get the bus one day out past Oak Derard and into the Grand Galway City, where the kings of the West guide us out. Big-handed me. Big-mouthed. Big-arsed. Big-hungry fuckers send us off to the land of schmaltz. And sure, and we all Irish anyhow. you great big cockney fuck! I paint you with your home still. If you could only cease, if they'd only let you, I'd give you your dues. You deserve to be up there with the rest of them. You're a prince yourself, man. A working lord. The real deal. They say, hey, Danny. Hey, Carmody. You can start Wednesday. Don't be telling everyone. Is it true you said you'd paint her portrait? Ah, come on, for flying fuck's sake. The nearest you'll get to a studio is a cell. Come on, for flying fuck's sake. The nearest you will get to a studio is a cell.
I'm not even a real person now. I have been unmade so many times, and leaving, and arriving, and staying. It is as if none of this ever happened. No one caught the boat, no one stayed in digs, no one dug with a shovel. I'm not even a real person now. Live on a small island. Some of us could always stay, and some of us could always leave. We passed away like men without names. We couldn't all live. I saw the rain fall on Glashy Road, and the hopeful sun rise from beyond the weeks. I knew the name of everyone. The door closed, and it was decided. I saw the rain fall. I'm not even a real person now. There isn't a name for the places I've known since I left home. I can't go home to a place that doesn't exist. Not anymore. Not when I'm not even a real person.
how we got together and that. Myself and Joe and Mike, I approached Joe and Mike about a year and a half ago just to chat up the ones that kind of get together with people who were interested in creative stuff, whether it be writing, acting, poetry, music, whatever it was. And so I approached Mike and Joe, we all have kids in the same school in the plant. And so we started meeting up once a fortnight and to talk about creative endeavours, I suppose. And out of that, this came out of that. Myself and Joe applied for funding with the Cork County Arts Office, and we got some funding for the first application, which is fantastic. And then we've been in studio for the last few months, recording the CD, and we ran out of money, so we did a funded campaign, which was successful. We raised another couple of grand recently there, so we're chuffed with that. And this is only our third performance, so we're delighted to be in here and hope you're enjoying it, and we'll continue on now with what's next.
Great, thanks.
Right, there's
there is no going back. There is a return ticket, of course, but no going back. Once gone for good. Better to take it with you. Use your builder's hands and make a lonely canal of leaving. Or a simple sideboard of stacked letters and mass cards. Bright colours, lovingly folded. Do that, or those before you did.
Special offer. Wasted, I go home to the isle of spivs and chancers. By God, I never knew there'd been a bleeding revolution. complete government. Papers full of rugby talk like another place altogether. I kept singing to myself, come home, Paddy Riley, the whole kip's up the duff. Being fucked. Anyhow, good enough. I got stuck on myself in the dark. Said, I suppose the putting on the green shirt was like getting the hell out of here. I barely had a shirt to cover me whole. And the fella that were supposed to look after our soul. Even I didn't think, I didn't know. But by Jesus, someone did though. Wife's dead and buried by the flyover. Will we go home? She'd always make that to do. Will we go home? And I'd say, but I've no home, darling. No home except you.
It's just taken on its own shape and still taking on its own shape, as you can probably tell. We've called it Men Without Names because of that, as I was saying earlier, with regards to we're writing about something specific, but we think it has a much more general application, knowing that there is far more now of a population across the world of people who don't belong, and we'd like to think that that's part of our experience too. And, you know, not that you can over dramatise art, but I think at its best art can be an act of solidarity, and in some ways I hope that this work is an act of solidarity with people who don't, you know, who men without names and women without names. Thank you.
Absolutely.